اليمين على الجبين بهم نتولوا من أعضائهم نتبرأ إلى الله. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليك المحافظ المقاول الناصر المدني المعين حتى تسكنه أرضك تواه وتمتعه فيها طويلا.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد. والمسألة التي nail varnish, nail polish, cutex, whatever you call it, fake nails. If someone has them, ladies or gents, nowadays it's unisex. That is, that one that will make the wuzu batil. To do the wuzu, you will have to remove that nail varnish, all of it. Just removing a little bit of it and then you've got a little bit stuck to the end of, towards the end of your nails, that's going to make the wuzu batil. So that wuzu will be batil if as tiny as a pin drop of nail varnish, nail polish is present on your nails or anywhere on your skin, that will make that wuzu batil. So we have to be certain, confident that everything is clear, fake nails are out before this wuzu is performed, and only then you can have it after your wuzu. But for wuzu, that is required. It is a condition that you have to have everything out from your skin, the place where this wuzu has to. And the same thing is with the ghusl. If someone has nail varnish or nail polish on his nails or fake nails, with that, ghusl is also batil. It has to be removed totally, all of it. And only then can that wuzu be or ghusl be performed. So returning to our topic, and this is the wasiyya of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam to his son returning from the battle of Siffin. We talked about so many issues, and now Imam talks about a good companion, because Hassan, his son, is young, Imam is in his old age, and he is teaching his son. Now basically this is for the message to be conveyed to us. Says, وَمِنْ خَيْرِ حَدِّ الْمِرْعِنْ قَرِيلٌ صَالِحٌ. Says, among the best companions that a person can possess is a good friend, is a good companion. So not every person who can be a friend of ours is a good friend. There is some criteria which Imam mentions. If I find someone in the street or in my class or my school, I cannot just say that he is the best of my friends and he is the best buddy. That's what is said today, best friend, my best friend, and there is no one else better than him. No. There is some criteria which Imam has mentioned over here. We have to look into it. Basically, the entire process that we have in all the ahkam, in all worship, purity plays a role in that. Purity meaning that a person has to be pure. First step is in his aqaid. That is, his heart has to be pure, no contamination, no pollution. That is, no shirk has to be there in that heart. So that heart, when it is pure, as a result of that pure heart, you'll find the actions of that person will be pure, will be sincere. You can take him as a friend of yours. Imam will mention the criteria. And then says, فَقَارِنْ أَهْلَ الْخَيْرِ تَكُنْ مِنْهُمْ. Imam says, be with those who are good, those who do khayr. Khayr is anything which is good. And the best of khayr, its association with khayr al-amal, and we say it to impress, hayya ala khayr al-amal. Khayr al-amal is prayers. Someone who associates with this khayr al-amal, with the best of actions, is definitely a Muslim, is definitely a mu'min. And that is what Imam says, that you have to be with someone who is khayr, so that you also are tagged as khayr. If you are good with those who are good, you also will be tagged as good. وَبَعِنْ أَهْلَ الشَّرْ تَبِنْ عَنْهُمْ. And then Imam says, be away from the evil. And that you are not counted among those who are evil. Because if a friend is good, and you want to judge a person how he is, you see what his peer group is, what his friendship are, who his friends are, boys or girls, it's the same road to go. If you find that the girls and the boys, the friends of that child of ours are good, then we we can be satisfied up to a certain extent. Yeah, he is safe. That is, our daughter is safe, our son is safe. But if the son, their friends are horrible, or as tagged by Amir Mu'mineen, khair doesn't exist in them, then we have to be suspicious. And now regarding suspicion, also Imam talks as to whether or not we are allowed or not. So by nature, man, he has to socialize. He has been created by Allah in a way that he has to live in the community, in a society, with people. So there is this instinct by nature present in man that he has to be with others. So when we get together here, it's that instinct that by nature Allah has made us in a way that we have to congregate, we have to be together. Now even when we look into these ahadith of Qudsi here, we find that Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, once he fell ill, and he was informed that he has to use some herbs, some shrubs for his medication. Prophet Musa says, no, I'll seek shelter and refuge in a mountain, and there Allah, if He wants to cure me, He will provide that medication to me. It so happens his health deteriorates, worse and worse, from bad to worse. And then wahi is revealed that you want to break the chain which Allah has created of cause and effect, that is that qanun of indiyat causality, says you want shifa, that is the process. You have to use those herbs which Bani Israel have told you. You have to use them. Without that you will not get shifa. That is aloofing, going away from the community and asking for something from Allah, that will not be given. He says there are certain things you have to be in the community and be blessed with them. Friendship has to be in the community. What type of friends do we have to have? The best of them, because in Islam, that purity plays that vital role. That is, we have to look for the best of the best. If you look into this namaz Eid, which we recite, Allahumma ahla al-kibriya wal-adama, until the end, we come to the same and say that wa'ibaduka al-mukhlasoon. Those who are those salihun or mukhlasoon, what they ask from you, Allah, we want that. Because we can't pick and choose. We don't know what exactly we are after. So we say that Allah, the best of your servants, whatever they desired and whatever they asked from you, we want that. That is the highest aim, the topmost request that we have from Allah. So living in a community, by nature, we have to be with others, socialize with others, and this socializing also has to be correct. That is, we have to be in a way, now nowadays it's this social media. So people, they might not have as many friends as we used to have, but they have hundreds of more friends. That is, sins are committed in the past. For example, 10 years ago, a sin that was to be committed in a year, that same sin can be committed now in a fraction of a second. In less than a minute, greater crimes, greater sins can be committed. So, living in a society, especially with this social media and all this, these chat rooms and what not that have come up. So we have more scopes of falling into danger than what it used to be 10 years ago. So we have to see who this circle of ours is, who the friends of ours are. So Imam says that these desires that we have in choosing friends, selecting friends, they also have to be moderate. Don't go too high, don't go too low. Don't go away from the people, don't go too much into them. Facebook, for example, it's just a mess, just a disaster. That is, information that is pertaining and regarding my personal information, why does everyone have to? Nowadays what has happened is that if you want to get your son or daughter married, they say, who is it? Okay, let me check on Facebook and see who or she is. That's bad, that is all that personal information. And many of these marriages have broken because of Facebook. Many of these, boys and girls who had got engaged broke because of this Facebook. Because personal information has to be to myself. And we'll come to that point as well, that how much information are we allowed to share regarding ourselves to others. It has to be minimum. You don't need to know too much about me. I don't need to know too much about you. That regulator which Allah has kept between you and me is that I see what I see and I judge, do my judgment based upon what I see. I don't have to go too much into detail. All that background check is not required. When I look at a movement, yeah, he's wearing a beard, he says his prayers, he's adil for me, that's it. And I can say my prayers behind him. It's as simple as that Allah has made. Going too much into detail and then finalizing and fine-tuning, that when, if we start doing that, it was mentioned in the early days of this month, that when we start fine-tuning, Allah starts fine-tuning with us. That is, if we start judging people going too much into detail, then He will also start going, getting into too much of details of ours. We say, Ya Sattar, the name of Allah who hides so much, we are His reflection. We also have to hide our wrong and also hide the wrong of others. Now if you look into these ahkam that we have judicially, for example, there says that if someone steals something from someone, or for example, God forbid, a crime was committed, adultery, here the conditions that this Sharia, the Almighty Allah and the Prophet, they have in place intact are so strong that you can never judge anyone of committing these horrendous crimes unless they come and they admit themselves. So if they admit, they say that we have stolen or we have done that, God forbid, this crime, then yes, his word will be taken. But he hasn't admitted. In that case, says there are 10 conditions to see if a person can be tagged as a thief. First condition is that what he has stolen, he wasn't the father of that person. That thing which was hidden, it was secure enough so that he had to break it into. He had to climb a wall down to go into that safe. Or for example, the value of that item was X, for example, that much. This person who has stolen, he has stolen because he was hungry. Now all these are conditions that have to be met. And after passing those 10 conditions, will the judge say, yes, he is a thief or he is not? Normally he comes out safe. Or for example, in the other condition, says in the case of adultery, he says 4 witnesses have to see with their eyes. Now what are these 4 witnesses doing there? So that is the first question. If he is an adil, a witness, then what is he doing there? So there, that automatically that adalat falls apart. That if he is an adil, he shouldn't be there. So if these 4 witnesses come to the judge and 3 of them say, yes, this crime was done, one of them backs off. So here what happens is that these 3 witnesses will be lashed. Why? Because they tarnish the honor, the dignity of a mu'min. So Allah, when He has kept this so much safe and secure, we have no right to tarnish. All that information which is private has to be kept private. Little bit of information can be shown to others, that is fine. So here Imam says, when it comes to picking and choosing a friend of yours, there are some conditions that have to be. That is, first of all, it shouldn't be too low, not too high. A friend says that khayrul umuri awsatuha, that is, the best of the tasks that will be on the midway. Don't go too high, don't go too low. Just one or 2 years ago, met someone here. She said, I'm just fond of this guy, I want to get married to him. I just love him so much. And I want to have a tattoo on my neck which says that I love, for example, if his name was Adam, I love Adam. Now, everyone else was present in that car, and she said that you are saying all that, you are young now, what if you couldn't get along? And they didn't get along. In just 1 year, it broke. Now, she had the tattoo done, I love, for example, Adam. Says, what would you do now? Says, I'll add a D to it. I loved Adam. So because removing a tattoo costs $3,000. Now adding a D is cheaper. So be moderate. Don't go too much into these friendships. That is, when it comes to friendship has to be up to a certain extent. Share information. What you have to share. Don't share too much information with others. So here Imam says, أَحَبُّ الْأُمُورِ إِلَيْكَ أَوْسَتُهَا, that is, the best of these information or these actions that he can be shared are those who are on the midway. And there is another teaching here in the same matter, the love of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wa salam. Imam says, أَحْرِبْ حَبِيبَكَ هَوْنَمَّا عَسَىٰ يَكُونَ بَغِيَّتَكَ الْيَوْمَ اللَّهِ. That is, when it comes to friendship, love your friend so much, that is, maybe he becomes your enemy a day. That is, if he was your friend, don't give all that information to him or her, that tomorrow, when she or he becomes your enemy, you will be at risk because he's got all that private information of yours with him or her. Facebook does that for your job. So be away from it. Then says, وَبْغِرْ بَغِيبَكَ هَوْنَمَا. And this enemy of yours also hate him, not too much, up to a certain extent. That tomorrow if he repents and comes back to you, becomes your friend, you don't regret that when he was my enemy, all these swear words I used for him or her, now I am going to be regretting and I will repent. Imam says, be in the midway. Don't go too high, don't go too low. So that is about friends. Now what are the criteria of a healthy socializing? Socializing, as it was mentioned repeatedly, purity plays the important factor here. So if we find in Quran, for example, many examples wherein because of this purity, many ascended to the best of positions and ascensions. For example, the wife of Pharaoh, living, she is the first lady, and also wife of someone who claims to be the God. Now she associates with Awadiyullah, with Musa. As a result of that healthy association, healthy bond, healthy friendship, what we find that she, a young lady, first lady, and also being the wife of Firaun, and because of that healthy association, she is punished. Punished by her own husband. And in those days, the punishment for such a crime that is standing against Fir'aun, he used to roll, first of all, a Fir'aun and then Autad. Quran says, what does that mean? Nail? Autad means nails. Fir'aun, he had nails. That is, he used to stretch this person who had stood against him on the ground, nail the four hands and legs in the ground, and then roll boulders, huge big boulders, and put the boulder on the chest of this person so that he is crushed gradually and he dies, she dies. Asiya, his own wife, also was punished with the same, in the same way. So that boulder is rolled onto Asiya's chest. Because of that healthy association and friendship of hers, she says, رَبِّبْنِ لِي عَنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That is Allah. You see, I'm dying. In these moments of my, last moments of my life, my dua is that you make for me a house in the heaven. Now where? Just a random plot anywhere? He says, no, I'm in the care. By you. Closest to you. Nearest to you. Why? Because of that association with that one, you know, that friendship, she has come so close, and the best of friends is Allah. Recited in this dua, Jawsh al-Kabir, Ya khayra munisan wa anis, Ya khayra sahibin wa jalis. That is, the best of those who you can be acquainted with is Allah. The best of your companions is Allah. The best of those who you can be seated with is Allah. Khayra sahibin wa jalis. Or for example, lahum darus salam inda rabbihim. Among the ayat of Quran says, to those who have got this beautiful friendship in place, says for them Allah will give them Darus Salaam. Darus Salaam is that land of peace in the heavens, whatever it is. Darus Salaam in the Rabbihim. Now one of the beauties that we find is the granddaughter of Imam Mustafa alayhi salam, daughter-in-law of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyida Nafisa, and she is buried in Cairo. And when these atrocities were to their height in Medina, she moved from Medina, came and settled down in Cairo. And when she wanted to go back, because of her piety, the people in Cairo, they said, don't go. Because of your presence, the Egyptians are being blessed. And as a result of her presence in Cairo, many turned and embraced and became Shias. And it was as such that this pious lady who worships all day, is in fast and worship and servitude to Allah Ta'ala, was such that miraculous things were seen from her. A paralyzed Jewish girl in the neighborhood lived there for many years. It so happens that Sayyida Nafisa, she is performing her wuzu And she just splashes a little bit of that wuzu water on the face of this Jewish paralyzed girl. And she gains shifa. As a result of that, she sought fame in Cairo, and everyone used to come to her for shifa purposes. Now, she died. Her husband, he said, I want to take the body of this wife back to Medina. People of Cairo, they say that no, leave her here. That is, allow the blessings and favors of Allah to pour down on this land, Egypt, because of her. And it so happens that that night when she the husband is adamant to take the body back to Medina, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah, he instructs the husband to leave Sayyidah Nafisa and bury her in Egypt, in Cairo. Says, let the special favors of and mercy of Allah pour down on these people of Egypt by her presence. Now this noble lady, she in her house has a grave, and in that grave she used to worship. And it so happens that she recites Quran, and it was the month of Ramadan, like as we are in, and she, people, when they saw that she is so frail and weak, they came to her and said that, break your fast. Fast is not wajib on you. She said, this was the wish of mine, that I give away my life whilst I'm fasting in the state of this roza, sign. And then she was reciting her Quran, and the last ayah she recited was Lahum Darus Salam Inda Rabbihim, and she died. Reciting Quran, fasting in the month of Ramadan, that is for them, it's that Darus Salam before their Lord, and that was the last ayah she recited from Quran, and she gave them. So as a result of that friendship with Allah, such a beautiful end is granted. So here, in this part of Wasiyya, Imam says that when you choose a friend, not just a random friend in your college, in your university, in your schools, or even in your jobs, says, look at a friend who has this criteria that he is fi sabilillah, that he is on the path of Allah, and he is in Allah, and he is going towards Allah. That is, a friend of yours should be such that he constantly reminds you of Allah, constantly reminds you of Akhir. Now, here there is this hadith from our Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that قَالَتَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ لِعِيسَى يَا رُوحَ اللَّهِ مَنْ نُجَالِسْ. The disciples or the Hawariyun or Prophet Isa, they come and ask him, Isa, who do we associate with? That is, who do we socialize with? قَالَ مَنْ يُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ رُوْيَتْكُمْ. That is, someone who reminds you of Allah. That is, when you look at him, you are reminded of Allah. That is, just looking at the face of that friend of yours reminds you of God. Says, that is first condition. And that says, وَيَزِيدُ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْتِقُهُ. That is, when he talks, your knowledge increases. Second condition, وَيُرَغِبُكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. That is, the friend of yours, his action should be such that you are constantly reminded of Akhir. That is exactly the interpretation of what Amir al-Mu'mineen mentions in this wasiyya to his son. That is, you see him, you are reminded of Allah. You talk to him, your knowledge increases. And then his actions, you look at them, your bond and association to that Akhirah also increases. So that is something we have to look into as to who we have to be friends with. The other thing which Imam mentions over here is that, says someone, now that you've got friends, that is the criteria of friendship mentioned by Imam, and we've got friends of that caliber. Imam says, لَا يَغْلِبَنَّ عَلَيْكَ سُوءُ الظَّنِّ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدَعُ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ صَدِيقٍ سَمِحًا. Says that suspicion must not overrule them. That is, if you've got some friends, be away from suspicion. you seek something from him, you don't need to rule something immediately against him. The teaching that we have over here is that when it comes to su'izan or suspicion, ma'asumeen, they say that try to calculate 70 times that maybe you saw him, for example, there was a cup in his hand. Don't just rule out that it was liquor. Maybe it was, for example, a raspberry drink, juice, an apple juice. Something, have 70 assumptions, and then say 70th time, says maybe it was as such. So we have no right to even cross or trespass those limits of friendship with suspicion. Suspicion has to be away. Or we just see someone, we say, no. Beautiful teachings we have from our way, although we are very far away. First of all, it's all a lesson to myself. This concept of ittihad that we have between Shias and Sunnis, the first of all, we find that they are against the wilayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen. But it's the teaching of Allah, so that the nation of Rasulullah does not break apart, says, be with them. Khilafat of Amir al-Mu'mineen is being seized away. He says, no, so that the nation is one, that Khilafat let it go. Now how come we, among Mu'mineen, we don't observe these things? For Mu'mineen, there are special rules, special criteria. Background check that we have, all that is just false. We don't need to go so much into detail. You see something, it's right, it's okay. If a Muslim says that you trust that Muslim, it's acceptable for you. The rules of halal and haram, slaughter and all that, if you have that, if you are satisfied with the word of this movement, it's halal for you. It's as simple as that. Now it doesn't mean that we cross the limits over here and just take the word. Just last month, not even 4 weeks ago, I was in one of these European countries, French speaking, and then we talked about having that, observing caution, ihtiyat, when it comes to eating and drinking. He said that what you say is right and it carries a lot of weight and we have to be very cautious when it comes to eating and drinking. And it is one of those teachings that we have to give a lot of importance to, because the soul gets contaminated if something wrong gets into the system. And he says that, I didn't know the language of that town, it was French. I was a newcomer there and I was told that seafood is fine. And because it was fine, I didn't go towards meat, neither red meat, nor white meat, no chicken, no meat, nothing at all for 2 years. And I was surviving on this seafood for 2 years. And then when I got a hold of the language of that town, I asked him, okay, I've been observing this ihtiyat for 2 years, it's good. And then says that, this seafood that I've been having from you, what do you call this? And he says something to him and he couldn't relate and then says, what is that? He says, what is that? And then he says, it was an octopus he's been eating for the past 2 years. So caution is good. That is, from the first day, that although ihtiyat was being done, but a wrong ihtiyat. So someone who's been eating octopus for the past 2 years, and now he says that what I say is right. So caution, when it comes to eating and drinking, it's very good, it has to be observed, be certain that what is getting into. But when it comes to Mu'mineen, no, don't go too much into detail. If you find that he's a good person, a good Mu'min, accept him. Don't go too much into it. Information which you need to share about yourself, restrict it, not too much, that opens his doors to unnecessary information. And then says that this suspicion has to be kept away. You don't suspect anyone just so quickly. Then says, look into Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann. That is, O you who believe. Suspicion is one of those diseases, one of the sins, that if someone falls into the trap of suspicion, that he has to be optimistic that Allah also will judge him with that same suspicion. That is, if he doesn't cover the fellow mu'min, then definitely Allah will not cover him on the Day of Judgment. And it was mentioned yesterday, that is mu'mineen, when a mu'min comes and recites that second talqeen in the grave of a fellow mu'min, here Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that the nakir and munkar, they come and say that فَقَدْ لُقْنَا حُجَّتُهُ, that hujjat has been reminded by that fellow mu'min, we don't need to question him. So when he has that much of grace, then why do we need to suspect anyone? So that suspicion has to be kept away. That is, we listen to myself first, and to you brothers and sisters, the reminder. Says, اجتنبوا كثيراً من الظن. Allah says, be away from this ظن and suspicion a lot. Because it is a disease which is so much in the community, Allah says, كثيراً من الظن. Be away from it a lot. In بعض الظن, that is, some of these suspicions are sins. That is, in our minds, now how do we come across with this? When I see someone and I suspect that this is what is happening over here, that window which is opening in my mind, minimize it quickly. Exit, close it. Because that mind of an individual also has to be not polluted. Contamination must not be present in one's mind as well. Now, how does it work? For example, if you've got a whitewashed room here, and then you set it on fire, it burns, it's going to pollute and ruin everything. Sometimes we find that there is no fire, but the smoke is so much that it's going to make this whole white hall dirty. So all these suspicions and crimes which open in our minds, or thoughts of crimes in our minds, they contaminate the mind, they contaminate the soul of an individual, although it has not polluted, although he hasn't committed a sin, but it will make it dirty, it will make it unhealthy. So that has to be observed. Now, one of the great urafa, it's marhum Shaykh Rajab Ali Khayyaz, he was once crossing the road. A camel comes and kicks him, although it didn't hit him. What he does is that, comes straight to the mosque, has a tawassul, and says to Allah, that why was it? Why did this happen to me? Why did that camel have to kick me? Immediately he's informed that kick came to you, but you were not hurt. He says, but why did it come to me? Says that a makruh thought came to your mind, and Allah wanted to punish you because of that makruh thought. Makruh thought, maybe it is as such that he saw some fresh bread, and he said, okay, I'll have a bigger meal. Like that, a makruh thought, for a person of that caliber, says a kick has to come to him so that he comes back and reboots his system. So this is how it works, that when it comes to contamination, pollution of our minds, even these makruhat have to be kept away. Suspicion regarding a mu'min has to be kept away. That is, we immediately declare something or declare a war against him in our minds, that is not allowed. Now, the closing hadith that we have for today is that on the Day of Judgment, when the mankind will be resurrected, here this hadith of Qudsi says that there will be some people, there will be a call, and the caller would say that أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ فِي اللَّهِ. That is, those who loved each other for the sake of Allah, where are they? Who are they? And then says that some of these people, they will raise their necks amidst all that the huge big crowd over there. Some will raise their necks that we are the ones. And the angels would ask them, what were your actions? What did you do in that dunya that this call has been raised? Have you been paged as such? And then the caller says, إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That is, to the heaven without being questioned. What did you do? Says, كُنَّا نُحِبُّ فِي اللَّهِ وَنَبْنَا فِي اللَّهِ. That we used to love each other for the sake of Allah, and we used to hate for the sake of Allah. So the criteria of friendship and animosity was Allah. That is, if we saw someone possessing the criteria of Allah, fi sabilillah, in Allah, he was a friend of ours. And if that wasn't the case, then we stood against him. And that is something which we learn, and we are by the teaching, from the teachings of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. May Allah wa ta'ala help us in understanding these glorious sayings and practicing them. This friendship which Amir al-Mu'mineen talks about, make it as such that we are lucky in choosing the right friends. Ya Allah, help us in disassociating and not socializing with those who move us away from you. All those who are in an ailing, Ya Allah, grant them shifa. All those who have passed away, Ya Allah, elevate their ranks, forgive them. Grant us a good end and keep us with the best of the best, and they are the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Wajib fi faraji Mawlana sahib al-zaman. السلام عليك يا صاحب الزمان السلام عليك يا شريك القرآن السلام عليك يا إمام الإنس والجان عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك ورحمة الله وبركاته أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه أما يجيب المضطر إذا
at least, because these guys, you know.